The amount of money generated by local sales tax in Kodiak has increased over the last 3 years at an average of 6%, even though the actual tax has stayed at the same rate. That means $15 million going into the city's coffers annually from sales tax alone. City code caps how much of that money could go towards road improvements at just $500,000, but a proposed ordinance on the council's agenda last night would raise the cap by $1 million. City Manager Mike Tavenghi says that due to rising inflation costs and the addition of new sales tax revenue in recent years, the current code, which was passed nearly 2 decades ago, needs to be updated.
The city had reached a point where revenues needed to be increased or services needed to be cut. This is back in 2006. At the time, changes to the city code were recommended to sections that dedicated general fund revenues for a specific purpose, again, roads, parks, and harbor. And the amounts were decreased to $500,000, respectively.
Similarly, the proposed amendments would allocate up to $1.5 million of sales tax revenue to the Port and Harbors Fund that is solely used for harbor capital improvements, as opposed to pulling that money from the General Fund or Ports and Harbor Fund later on. Although the city's sales tax revenue is going up, costs for capital improvement projects are also rising. That requires a larger amount of the city's general funds to cover the road, ports and harbor, and other capital improvement funds. Councilmember Charles Davidson questioned what a separate allocation for Kodiak Shipyard would be used for, to which Tavenghi answered,
"Typically it will be for capital improvements or operations too." And as we just had the audit report a couple days ago, we noted a $400,000 loss in the shipyard, so this would help alleviate that as well.
The council voted to move the ordinance amending the cap on sales tax allocations forward to the next regular meeting, where it could be officially passed. The Kodiak City Council also decided to cancel their next regular meeting on February 22nd, since 4 council members will be traveling during that time. Instead, the council is expected to hold a special meeting later this month. Reporting in Kodiak, I'm Davis Havi.